Okay, before I start this, I probably should confess that I'm not much of a drummer. In fact, if you ever saw me on a drum kit, you'd wonder what right I've got to be talking about common drummer mistakes. What I can tell you is that I've been playing in bands since I was about 10 and started recording drummers not too long after that. Actually, I recorded my first drum kit when I was 13 on a 4-track recorder. Since then, you could say I've recorded dozens, I don't know, hundreds of different drummers over the course of many songs in just about every style you can think of. Now, some are an absolute pleasure to record, but others are a bit of a struggle. So what I'm going to tell you is from the point of view of a producer and songwriter. What I look for in a drummer and what kind of drummers give me the shits. For the non-drummers out there, there's a lot to be said for really searching hard for the best sticks guy or sticks girl you can find for your band. No offense to bass players, but I've worked with stacks of bands with, you know, bass players with pretty limited ability. To be honest, it doesn't bring the overall sound of the band down that much. I mean, it would be nice if they were a little more inventive, but in the end, most people won't really notice much either way. Likewise, guitarists can be fairly basic. These days, there isn't really a call for, like, a super technical shredder anyway. Someone who plays with attitude and in time is generally enough. But if you've ever been in a band with a loose, sloppy drummer and then joined a different band with someone who is really on top of it, you'll know how much difference it makes. If the tempo's always shifting around or fills keep getting missed or kick drums aren't matching with strumming patterns, everything just doesn't work. You can play or sing like a god, but if the drummer is letting you down, nothing will ever sound really pro or powerful. Okay, so let's run through the 5 common drummer mistakes. Number 1. Probably the most common thing I see in amateur drummers is a lack of restraint. I'm thinking about one guy in particular who I recorded a few years ago. Now, this guy drove me completely crazy, and although they didn't say it, I think his bandmates were also sick to death of him. He had a very annoying habit of putting a 1-bar fill practically every 4 bars, and it seemed like there was an unnecessary crash cymbal on every other bar. I find this is often the case with young, over-enthusiastic drummers, especially those who are trying to show off as much as they can. Of course, all of the fills this guy was doing were more distracting than anything else, and often when they were playing live, the band would turn around and look at him and wonder what the hell was going on back there. This guy had very little interest in what song was being played or what kind of drumming might be appropriate for it. He was much more concerned with using every trick in his drumming book and hopefully getting the attention of the few female fans in the crowd. When we came to record, he was pretty unhappy about being asked to calm down, and it took a little bit of diplomacy. But for the sake of actually getting something usable on tape, I had to ask him to cut his fills down by 50%. I mean, in reality, it was more like I wanted to cut them down by 90%. I mean, in his mind, it wasn't really much fun if he's just forced to sit on the groove the whole time. When he did, the band suddenly sounded a lot more together and a whole lot better. One of the first lessons that any drummer, and for that matter any musician, has to learn is how to fill their role in the music. It takes a certain amount of musical maturity to understand that most of the time the drums need to hold down a solid, uninterrupted groove. The other thing that sophisticated and mature drummers understand is that if you restrain from dropping fills every other bar, it brings special attention to the well-chosen fills that you do play. There might be only 3 real drum moments in the song, but the guy I was talking about, I mean, there was a drum moment every 10 seconds for him, seriously. The second most common mistake I find that drummers make is somewhat related to the first, but it's so important I'll deal with it separately. I'm talking about an overactive kick drum. Again, I find this is most typical of young drummers who are keen to impress with their technical ability, even when they don't really have any yet. I've seen drummers who put as many as 8 kick drums in a 1-bar basic groove. Now, of course, there's no rules when it comes to this or what makes a killer groove, but as a general principle, the busier it is, the less likely it makes you want to dance or just move. Even when you're talking about metal or hard rock with double kick pedals and whatnot, the best examples have an underlying groove that gets to you physically, and if the kick drums are almost constant, there's hardly any push and pull to the beat. It's this push and pull and space that makes things sound epic and huge. When it comes to kick drum patterns, I often ask drummers to strip it back to less. When you think about it, almost every great song in history has been built on a very basic groove. In reality, there are probably only about 7 or 8 kick drum patterns that regularly feature in modern music. The reason is fairly simple. We relate to drums in an almost tribal, primal way. It's sometimes surprising how powerful a basic rock groove with the kick on 1 and 3, snare on 2 and 4, straight 8th note hi-hats can be. Like, think about Billie Jean, Highway to Hell. Some of this comes down to ego. Like, it's not your job as a drummer to impress the drummers in the audience, if there are any. It's your job to give the punters the groove that engages them physically in the music. That's the best way I can put it. Out of all the band members, the drummer is the one who is hitting stuff. It's a physical and tribal thing. There is a huge and almost hypnotic power to it. Over time, you come to realize it's not about doing something tricky, it's about doing something powerful, which may occasionally be something tricky, but usually not. Related to this is the tendency that some inexperienced drummers have to switch the kick pulse between different sections. Without getting too technical, if the verse has a highly syncopated beat with the kick drum mostly on the offbeat, it can be jarring to switch to a kick pattern that lands on every onbeat in the chorus. Kick patterns usually change slightly between sections, but almost every song has a basic pulse, effectively the interplay between kick and snare, and it can ruin the flow if you switch that up too dramatically. This also falls to the other players, but the drummer is the person who really has to keep an eye on it. Okay, mistake number 3. I often find that amateur drummers don't pay enough attention to the bass player and the rhythm guitarist. Sometimes it's the other way around, and it really is incumbent on all the players in the band to work together, but the drummer is really the person who should be trying to fit with the music, if that makes sense. Usually I find a good groove comes together something like this. First, the guitar player comes up with a riff or strumming pattern, then the drummer falls in with a complementary beat, and then the bass player hammers down on the kick drum. Most drummers do this naturally, and for experienced players, it's usually obvious what kind of kick pattern should be played. Having said that, I've found plenty of drummers that don't really listen to the other members of the band. Some guys have one beat that they tend to play for every song. I've even come across guys that not only play the same beat in every song, they play more or less the same fill every time. For drummers like that, the only solution is more lessons and more playing, preferably off the stage and away from the music business. The fourth mistake I often encounter, drummers who have no idea which part of the song they're playing. You'd be surprised how often I find the drummer doesn't know which part is the verse and which part is the chorus, like, let alone the bridge. In fact, it still shocks me every time. I have no idea how they expect to create the right kind of dynamics when they don't even know where the song is leading. I've definitely found that there's some drummers who feel like their job is just to hit things and everybody else's job is to play the song. They don't take into account how much power they have over the music. Like, just switching between loose hats and ride cymbal can change the whole feel of a chorus, for example. Dropping out for a bar before a bridge can create a real moment of tension. Playing a fill that accents the vocals in one part can make all the difference. The drums play a huge role in telling people how intense any particular section is meant to feel. I guess it comes down to how hard a drummer wants to work. There are definitely some guys who coast their way through every song, giving very little thought to what they're doing. These guys aren't helping their band at all. In fact, they're dragging the whole band down to a kind of mediocre level. The best drummers I've worked with know all the lyrics. They know every change. They can tell you the entire arrangement of every song from memory. In some songs, they don't play a fill at all, and in other songs, they won't even play a kick drum. The best I've seen approach every song individually and without an ego. Now, okay, the fifth and last thing that gets on my goat, and the goat of everyone else who plays in a band, is the drummer who plays something different each time they play the song. See, we other musicians listen to what the drummer does and work around that. But if the tempo is different every time, or the kick pattern is different every time, or sometimes there's a huge fill coming into the last chorus and sometimes there isn't, it's immensely frustrating for the other band members. Well, I mean, it should be if they're on top of it at all. The best drummers I've worked with can play you the whole song, start to finish, without the other guys. And they play it in the same way. Maybe the fills evolve a little over time, but they have a drum part and they know it top to bottom. And the rest of the band can rely on it to be played that way, at the same tempo, gig after gig. Even if you never do anything tricky, if you're just consistent, you'll help everyone in the band really lock down their parts. I need to re-emphasize that when people say a band is tight, they're 80% talking about the drummer. A loose, inconsistent drummer means the band will never be tight, no matter who else is playing. A great drummer will make everyone sound better than they really are. If I could boil all of that down, I'd say the most important thing is to be a song-orientated drummer. I guess this could be said of all musicians, but I look at the drums like a floor of a house. You can build all sorts of crazy stuff on top, but if the floor isn't solid, the whole thing will come crashing down. So when approaching drum parts, it's important to ask yourself, what does this song need? And really listen to the song while you're playing. Like, get immersed in the music and to some degree, try to forget that you're the drummer. Really hold that beat down strongly and consistently and wait for those few moments to unleash hell. I mean, when the opportunity really arises, it will be obvious that it's your time to shine. Then nail the crap out of that fill and do it in the same way every time. Make it special and something that even punters look forward to. Then get back to locking that groove down and lock it down hard. Give the rest of the band the strongest floor that you can and make space for them to do their thing on top. The most popular drummer is the one that you never have to look at, the one you never have to turn around and give a what the hell look. Except when it's coming to that sweet moment in the song when they hammer out that perfect fill, that one that you're looking for, the one that they did last gig and the gig before. All right, thanks for listening.